In the first 3 years of our project, most of the achievements which I listed earlier have been made possible by the Heritage Lottery Fund, who've provided not only the majority of our funding, but also lots of good advice and encouragement too. I'm delighted to welcome here today Cherianne Knott, who's a member of the HLF committee. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge publicly our considerable debt of gratitude to HLF and to invite her to address us. Cherry.
Good afternoon, everybody. Heritage Lottery Fund has been taking me to some wonderful places since I joined the South West Committee 18 months ago. But this today, this afternoon, feels one of the most exciting. And I think in particular, because I have learnt by being involved with the Heritage Lottery Fund that heritage really does matter to people. And the fund itself, the whole organisation, certainly is committed to making sure that archive material survives, as it in an exemplary way has here, but also that people are actually involved in what that heritage means. And this project has brought together all the things that we are most excited to see. A great deal of voluntary involvement. Nearly all the projects do involve volunteers, but this one in particular seems to have had a very strong and sophisticated body of volunteers supporting it. And also the capacity to reach out beyond the normal boundaries that people are expecting. And I think in the education materials that this project has put together, it's probably the most comprehensive I have seen. Over 100 lesson plans that teachers in schools, not just in Gloucester or in the Gloucestershire, but all over the world could actually use and access those. And I can see them appealing very easily indeed, not just to the teachers, but to the children in the schools, both at primary and secondary levels. So that in terms of the heritage, its significance is wider than any of us can probably believe. It's quite hard to imagine that these things actually can endure, together with the book, for not just a few years, but maybe for half a century, maybe even more. That people will have an understanding of what people believed in and felt was important and why people actually supported a rugby club like this, not just for its excellence and its achievements and its scores, but because of the way it represents a whole community of people to which almost anybody can belong if they're so minded. So the Heritage Lottery Fund's money is actually being used, and I should say you had the maximum you could have. In fact, if we're being very correct, you actually had £49,900, because the limit on that scheme is £50,000. If I could just mention a couple of things to do with the Heritage Lottery Fund, because in our present climate, not many things feel like good news, especially if there are pound signs involved. But this year, Heritage Lottery Fund has £255 million to distribute through its various schemes. Next financial year, we have £375 million. That is a massive increase. That's partly because Heritage is getting a bigger share of the distributed money. We now get 20%. Of all the money that people play on the lottery, 28% of the Heritage Lottery comes back into the good causes, of which Heritage gets a fifth. And that money is going up because, I say, our share's gone up to a fifth and more people are playing the lottery. And so the effectiveness of it is expanding all the time. And I would like you to feel that even if you're involved here closely and we have funded the rugby club, you may be involved in other activities elsewhere. Don't hesitate if you think there is an underlying heritage facet that might be worth supporting. Contact the regional office because they have absolutely excellent staff. I hope your experience working with them was good because what I see impresses me greatly. They will listen to you, they will give advice, they will guide you if they think there's an embryo of a project into the sorts of details you might have to consider. And so it may be that Gloucester Rugby Club comes back again with some more materials, some more ideas. That is possible. I'm delighted to hear that you've actually secured some money that will allow you to go further and keep going. And I would like to think that you could attract even more. But don't feel that the HLF doors are closed to you, because that is not necessarily the case. And we know very well that Gloucestershire Archives has a first-rate record of actually securing and looking after archive material and then making it possible for people to actually access it and use it. And their involvement through and with the Friends, particularly of Gloucestershire Archives too, makes this a very important and special project. I have to go back and tell my fellow committee members what the event seems to have produced, what has happened with our money. It's going to be quite a long thing that I have to tell them, because a lot has happened here. And I think we will be very excited to know how many hits you get on your website, how many schools take up the actual facilities that the lesson plans afford. And I know you have ways of actually recording that. We would like to hear about that. So please, both here at Gloucester, at the Rugby Club, do more. Think more about your heritage. It's great hearing Andy Hazel saying that he values it. A player today knows that behind him is this legacy of richness of experience. And in other spheres of your lives, there may be other aspects too that you'll come back to us and we'll learn more about them. So thank you for the pleasure of being here this afternoon. It's lovely seeing so many people. And I'm waiting for somebody to take me to a match fairly soon, please. I do feel I have the right name to be here, and I am wearing my best winter coat, which is the right colour. So please let me come sometime. Thank you.